Very good afternoon, everyone. My name is Akash Ashapure, and I am a PhD student in Geospatial Computing Science program at Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. And the topic for my today's presentation is a comparative study of RGB and multispectral sensor-based cotton canopy cover estimation using multitemporal UAS data. Recent years have witnessed enormous growth in the application of unmanned aerial systems in precision agriculture. The reason being UAS can provide information on crops both quantitatively as well as instantaneously. Estimating the canopy cover is really important as far as water usage by the canopy and the photosynthesis is concerned. So in this research, we performed a comparative study of multispectral and RGB sensor-based cotton canopy cover estimation. And one of the previous presentations the member of our research group, Dr. Maida, he concluded that the multispectral sensor-based canopy cover is found to have more reliable estimation of canopy cover and is more accurate. So the objective of this research is to improve the RGB-based canopy cover estimation to provide a more affordable alternate to cotton breeders and agricultural scientists. So this was the experimental field set up at Texas A&M AgriLife Research and Extension Center at Corpus Christi. And our area of interest was this region here in 2017 and here in 2018. And as we can see that the whole region of interest is divided into 1 meter cross 1 meter grids. So two different sensors and platforms are used in this research. So for RGB, we have used DJI Phantom 4 Pro, which has 20 megapixels spatial resolution. And for multispectral data collection, we have used DJI Matrix 100 with slant range 3P sensor. It has four bands, green, red, red edge, and near infrared with 1.2 megapixels spatial resolution. So coming to methodology, so this is the overall workflow that we have adopted for this research. So initially we came up with RGB and multispectral based vegetation indices computation, and using a threshold value, we performed binary classification over the grayscale map that we have got from applying vegetation indices. And to improve the RGB based canopy cover maps, we applied morphological closing operation, which is very famous image processing operation, which we'll discuss in detail in the later slides. We generated our own ground truth data to validate our results for canopy cover that we got from all the vegetation indices, followed by, once we get the map, now this was the time to convert all the measurements into grid-wise measurements for better comparison. And lastly, we performed comparison between vegetation indices and the analysis. So this is the formula for canopy cover, percentage canopy cover per grid. So only the canopy, sum of the canopy pixels divided by all the pixels present in that grid. And when we multiply this with 100, we get the percentage canopy cover. So here, this is the image followed by applying any of the vegetation indices and the thresholding to get the binary map. And then we apply this formula to get the grid-wise percentage canopy cover like this. So first we did using NDVI based vegetation index canopy cover. So the formula is NIR minus red divided by NIR plus red, and the threshold that we use to make the binary image is 0.6. So we used four different RGB-based canopy cover, vegetation indices to get canopy cover. The first one is very famous Canopio algorithm, and it detects the pixel as canopy if this condition over here is true, where theta 1, theta 2, and theta 3 are the thresholds, and I1, I2, and I3 are the ratios. The second index that we considered was excessive greenness index, which is 2GN minus RN minus BN, where RN, GN, and BN is the ratio of that particular band divided by sum of all the bands. The third index that we have considered in this research is modified green-red vegetation index, which is square of G minus square of R divided by square of G plus square of R. The last index that we have considered in this research is green, red, blue vegetation index, which is G square minus R multiplied blue divided by G square plus R multiplied blue. So to improve the RGB-based canopy cover estimation further, we have applied morphological closing. So morphological closing is the combination of two different image processing structure elements called dilation and erosion. So the way it works is, so this is the sliding window which hovers over the entire image one at a time, and then the pixel in the middle is replaced by if the maximum value, then it is called dilation. If the minimum, then it is called erosion. So in this research, we applied mathematical morphological closing. And in the closing, we applied dilation first and then erosion followed by that to get the closing done. So here how it works. So we have the RGB orthomosaic, and then we applied vegetation index to get the grayscale map, and then we apply a threshold to get the binary classification done, followed by morphological closing operation to enhance the result even more. So here we see that there is a little blurriness, and even the cotton bowls should look like a hole because it's not part of the green canopy. So morphological closing, what it does is it keeps the boundaries intact, and at the same time it enhances the ball a little bit. So as I said, we generated our own ground truth data to validate our results. So the ground truth is generated by performing k-means clustering over a raw RGB orthomosaic, and once we get the orthomosaic with the classified map with five clusters, we merge certain clusters with visual observation to come up with a binary map like this. And we can see that this tiny area looks like this, where we pretty much see that the balls are separated, the shadow is separated, soil is separated, and what we get as white is the canopy. So talking about the results, so here what we see is the ground truth canopy cover analysis for 2017 data. So here is the grid-wise canopy cover growth model for the cotton throughout the season. So we see that as we move forward in the season, it starts to increase, and then it slowly drops a little bit. So we see that the average canopy cover also shows the same pattern. So the blue one is the average canopy cover grid-wise, and the orange is the standard deviation. We see that it peaks to almost 90% later in the season, and then it starts to decrease a little bit. So here we perform the comparison of the ground truth based canopy cover with all the vegetation indices based canopy cover that we considered in this research. The very first graph shows here the ground truth versus NDVI based canopy cover. So we see that the NDVI pretty much follow the ground truth. More or less it follows the same pattern. Followed by, we see here is the Canopio algorithm based canopy cover model. And excessive greenness index and modified green-red index-based canopy cover model. In these three, we witness that it follows the same pattern pretty much until this point, and then it starts to drop. The reason being that the canopy is no more 100% green. It starts to change color after that point, so it doesn't account for any other color because it is strictly following only the green pixels. But the last vegetation index that we see here is the red, green, blue vegetation index, which is kind of more liberal to adapt other colors as well as part of the canopy. And then on top of it, we applied the morphological closing as well that helped improving the result even better. So we see that this red, green, blue based vegetation indices based canopy cover almost follow the same pattern as NDVI based canopy cover model. So here we see the correlation analysis of all the canopy covers generated using vegetation indices with the ground truth vegetation indices. So we see the R square of NDVI based canopy cover is almost 0.98, and for the red, green, blue based vegetation indices is 0.97, so almost the same. We see that all the RGB based canopy covers, they could not perform well, especially because of the later part, they start to decrease and peaks out early. So the same analysis we performed in the year 2018 cotton as well. So here we see the same canopy cover, ground truth based canopy cover growth rate throughout the season. So we see that it peaks out in the mid season and then it starts to decrease slowly. And then here is the average canopy cover using ground truth method. Here we see the standard deviation and the blue is the canopy cover estimation. So here we see pretty much the same pattern followed as we saw in 2017 data. The only difference is even the red, green, blue indices are kind of on higher side as compared to 2017 data, but the pattern remains the same. And then these two outperforms the NDVI based canopy cover and the morphological filter applied canopy cover. They pretty much follow the ground truth. Here the correlation analysis with ground truth suggests the same story. So here we saw for canopy O, for excessive greenness and for modified red green index were very low values in 2017, but it got a little higher, but with the same pattern. Here we see that the NDVI based canopy cover and the red green blue based vegetation index applying morphological filtering outperforms the NDVI-based canopy cover model. So in conclusion, the experimental results reveal that the multispectral sensor-based canopy cover is highly accurate and correlates well with the ground truth, as we saw in previous slides. And also, red-green-blue vegetation index-based canopy cover model also outperforms other RGB-based canopy cover models, and there is a significant drop post the peak in most RGB-based canopy covers, except the red-green-blue vegetation index, which was here in the last. So here we see that all the other RGB-based canopy covers, they peaks out early and then drops rapidly, but this one over here is more tolerant to other colors in the canopy. And provided we applied morphological filters, it improves the result. So morphological closing improves the result further, and similar trend was observed in both the years 2017 and 2018. So in conclusion, we can say that as multispectral sensors are more sensitive and expensive, with this approach, we propose a canopy cover model, which is more affordable and as accurate as NDVI-based canopy cover modeling. More experiments could be performed, varying number of samples, depending on what kind of row it is, skip or non-skip. So there is scope to perform more experiments using different sample size. Thank you so much. Any questions?
We have time for a couple questions, maybe one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
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 So what is your justification for using that K-means classification and considering that ground truth?
It was solely based on the visual inspection. We found out there was absolutely no problem with considering that as ground truth, because it was able to classify shadow and the green canopy, the part of brown canopy and stems as well, and the cotton bolls as well. So it worked pretty well. And the fact that it correlates really well with NDVI bolstered the claim that it can be served as ground truth.
So does that mean there was some background measurements of canopy that you had previously compared to K-means to?
Yes, just for one image, but since it worked out pretty well, so we did not care much about it. Thank you.